Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salashim from the Chavetz Chaim, Shar Zachir, Perik Yirah, Lishin number 88, where the Chavetz Chaim is focusing on the importance of Shalom, of peace, and he tells us sometimes, in order to bakish Shalom v'radfeyu, to search out peace, run after peace, sometimes it costs a little money. Sometimes we have to be mevater and give up from our own finances. Sometimes, in certain situations, in order to make peace, we have to be a veteran. We have to forgo the money. To strengthen peace. Now, if you think about it for a second, or two, we have a situation where Hashem is looking down at us. And Hashem sees the person is willing, whether it's $5, $500, $500,000, whatever the case might be. And of course, each person according to their nisayin and their capabilities. But Hashem sees the person is being mevater money. He's mevater money. He's pushing aside the money in order that there should be peace. Let me ask you a question. My grandmother, my Babi Loshom, was just by her kever last week. In Har Manuchas, she would always say, Hashem's shovel is bigger. In other words, you get stuck up, and Hashem repays more. Hashem, oh, this is one of the things she would say. You know, you quote people, one of the things they say. Hashem's shovel of reward is bigger than what we can give. And if Hashem sees and looks down and sees the person is being mevater money, could you imagine the reward that is waiting for such a person like this? The person wants to make shalom, wants to make peace, and is willing to forgo money. And I want to point something else out. It's not really sometimes the money. The money is a simon for the ego. Because when the person is pushing aside the money, he's telling the other person, he's letting the other person know, the other person's right. And that's really sometimes even more difficult than the actual amount of dollars. And that's, can you imagine the nachas Hashem is getting when Hashem looks down at the person? And the person, whether it's $10, or it's whatever amount you want to give for the mashal. And Hashem gets such nachas. Hashem says, you want to make peace. Bakei shalom v'radfeyu. Search out peace. Chase after peace. Run after peace. Says, Baksheyu l'atzmecha. Says, further, the Chavetz Chaim from Chazal, Baksheyu l'atzmecha. Seek it out in your life. La'atzmecha, for yourself. V'radfeyu la'acherim. And chase after it for others. Bakshayu hayoyim. Today. Today means today. I'll get to it. No. Bakshayu hayoyim. Search out for it. Seek it out today. V'radfeyu l'machar. And continue tomorrow chasing after peace. There's a word that we should all be familiar with to know it's treif. Just like chazer's treif, there's a word that should never enter into our mindset. And that's yush. Yush means to give up hope. A person should never say it's impossible. I won't be able to make peace. It's impossible. It might be difficult. It's very possible to be difficult. Run after it until you would reach it. Run after it. Chase after it until you reach it. And what's this chasing after peace we're talking about? This is a person that during the time of the argument, he responds peacefully. How should he respond? They're screaming at him, he should scream back. No, he responds peacefully. Now, what I'm about to say is not the biggest chiddush in the world, but l'maisa, it still is beautiful. Today is a special day of a yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar. The Chofetz Chaim here is bringing down, where do you see this ma'ilah? I mean, every day you're going to have something from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So that's what I'm saying. Okay? But it happens to be right now, we have it also. He brings for Moshe Rabbeinu, when there was the machlokes with Korach v'Adosai. Korach wasn't fighting against Moshe, it was Korach v'Adosai, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, which is not for now. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw it wasn't going anywhere. What did he do next? He did something which is unfathomable, beyond human comprehension. He went to make peace with Dasan and Aviram. Dasan and Aviram, the scoundrels, were causing problems throughout. And he went to them. He went to them. He's the Melech. He's the king. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Vayokom Moshe, Vayelech El Dasan Vaviram. Vayokom Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he went to Dasan Vaviram. No one in the world will ever be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu means our Rebbe, is teaching us that if he can humble himself under Mikol Adam and go to these scoundrels, to Dasan Aviram, always causing problems, you know what that's telling me? That's telling me I can muster up that strength and go to that person also and try to make peace as well. Vayokom Moshe, vayelech al Dasan, va'aviram.